Any particular item you want to discuss?
Technology.
Okay, so, yeah.
Did Hashem intend for there to be something like Hashkafa in the world?
A little louder.
Did Hashem intend for there to be so many different like Hashkafa in the world? Because there's so many different ones, like, what do you think just get here all the same and like living?
Yeah, the question that was asked is it Hashem's desire that there be so many different hashkafos in the world? Isn't there like one truth? And people who deviate, you know, somebody's right, somebody's wrong. And, you know, we may not know what the right one is, but isn't there like one right way? I think the answer is bedafka not. I think you're making a very, your question is a very important point. You know, Chazal say, by machloksim in halacha even, one opinion says kosher, one opinion says treif, that we actually say elu v'elu divrei Elokim chayim, that they're both right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the Torah in which every neshama has a different path, you know, within a common framework, obviously. Obviously, every Jew has to keep the mitzvahs. But within that framework, every neshama has a different way that it connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some people through their davening, some people through their learning, some people through their chesed. In learning, there are so many different pathways, etc. And fakert, it's exactly the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted each person to find what is their unique chelik of the Torah. You know that the Zohar HaKadosh says there are 600,000 letters in the Torah, although there are not, but this is what the Zohar HaKadosh says, and each Jew has a letter in the Torah that is uniquely their letter. And when we say in Shemona Esrei, V'sein chalkeinu b'sayrasecha, let us find our portion in the Torah. We are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me discover what is my unique way that I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you look at Hasidim and Misnagdim, and you look at Musar, and you look at all of these different ways, and you ask yourself, you know, who is right and who is wrong, the short answer is, they're both right and they're both wrong. Meaning to say, every individual has to find the derech that is matin, that fits their neshama, and the particular koach that they have. And therefore there's a great beauty that we have so many different ways of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, the Medrash itself gives an example to a king who loved a certain flower. So somebody planted the whole garden only with that flower. But the king didn't like it, because the beauty of a flower is when you have all the other flowers that are there as well. Right? The beauty of a tapestry are the different colors. The beauty of a mosaic, same thing, different shapes, different colors. The beauties of a symphony is that there are different notes. If you play the same note over and over and over again, it's not going to mean anything. So too, the beauty of Am Yisrael is that we have different ways of serving Hashem. That's why there are different shvatim. People ask, why does the Torah make such a big deal about tribes? We're Jewish people. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, different tribe, different flag, different camp. Because each tribe represents a different way of serving Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted there to be diversity and difference in their avodah. And not that everybody should be the same. Right, so that's actually a pressure that sometimes you have in seminary and in Eretz Yisrael, well, in religious communities, in which there's a tremendous pressure for everybody to be the same. Now, of course, for Shteitzach, everybody does have to be the same in terms of keeping halacha. Like, you can't say, well, I want to serve Hashem by not keeping Shabbos. You know, that doesn't work that way. But within the framework of halacha, your individuality and your creativity is not something to be ashamed of, and it's not something to hide. It's something to celebrate, so to speak, and it's the way that you serve Hashem by that which makes you very, very unique. So all of these different hashkafas are really the ratzon of Hashem that every neshama should discover a unique and different, special way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, I think in many, many ways it's a chisarit. In other words, ideally the differences should not result in conflict. Meaning to say, I should be able to look at a chassid and say, That's not my particular derech, but I can see the beauty in what is being done, and I can learn from it, and vice versa. The chassid can look at the non-chassid and do the same thing. It is only our chisaron, our pagam, our weakness, that each person likes to think that their way is the only way, and then they look at people with a different derech and they say, that's no good. That's sinas chinam. That is the reason why there's the korban beis hamikdash. So how do you deal with it? I don't know how you deal with it. All I can tell you is that you as an individual should try to respect and be machshuv all the different streams of Am Yisrael that are faithful to the Messiah of these
different rabbanim who have different opinions on things, they respect each other, and just feel their way is the right way?
Each person, concludes that their derech is the better way, but you still have to understand that there's another shita that their derech is the better way too, right? This is, in fact, the Nitziv. The Nitziv in the HaMikdavar writes in the Hakdama to Sefer Devarim that the Sinas Chinam, everyone knows the Gemara that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, right? Everybody knows that? Mm-hmm. But you know what the Nitziv says? The Nitziv says the Sinas Chinam was a Sinas Chinam where each group of religious Jews looked at other religious Jews and they said their trait, their puzzle. In other words, it was a religious sinas chinam. The old saying, anybody to the right of me is a fanatic, to from. Anybody to the left of me is an amikoris. Where I am is the right place. And that is the sinas chinam. And we have a lot of it today. We do have a lot of it today. But that's very, very honest. We have Jews in Israel who are datim lumim. Now, you can live among Haredi Yeshiva people, and datim lumim is almost like being a Christian or something, And that's crazy. People who believe in Shabbos, believe in Torah and Hashemayim, who believe in everything from the Bible that every other good Jew believes in, but they have a different tashkafa on the role of the state of Israel. That's a different tashkafa. It's not that puzzle, treif. One has to be machshiv, that which Jews have in common.
How do you know the difference between God saying no and you have to ask, and you have to continue asking for something?
Yeah, this is a famous difficulty. It's a famous question intellectually, and it's a very meaningful and practical question, religiously, something that we face all the time. And that is the following. On one hand, we're given two different instructions by Chazal. One instruction is that whatever Hashem does is L'tova, and one must accept it. And Mishnah Brachos says, a person must bless Hashem for the bad, just like you bless Hashem for the good. And the Gemara